Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello, you're listening to Shag Married Annoyed with me, Rosie Ramsey, and my husband, Chris Ramsey, and we are bringing you this podcast from our new house.
New house, yes.
New studio,
house indeed.
New house.
New podcast studio. If it does sound slightly different, I mean, I don't know how it would, but if you're one of them people who can just pick up the slightest little difference in a little echo or a little room, oh, the room you're in's a different shape. Well, yeah, that's it. But we'll have a listen back. It should sound okay. I think it will sound nice.
It'll sound lovely. This is my office, which is like a little cupboard, and I love it.
Yeah, little cupboard, little Harry Potter cupboard that Rosie lives in now, which I'm very, very happy about. Guys, it's episode 109. Thank you so much for still being here, for sticking with it. Hope you're all right out there. Thank you for continuing to like, rate, and subscribe. And without further fannying on, it's time for this week's lucrative sponsor. Now, last week it was a catchphrase. I'll be honest with you, catchphrases don't pay as well.
Well, I'm honestly, Chris, I'm hoping it is extremely lucrative because, you know, new house.
Yeah.
Got to pay them.
We're back in the mainstream.
More gorgeous.
We're back in the mainstream. We're back on product placement. Yep. Here we go.
Okay.
This week's sponsor is Y-Fronts. Hey.
Yeah.
You're flapping about down there, fella? Eh? Going up and down the stairs a little.
Always.
Little slap when you go down the stairs, eh? A little slap, jump. Oh, that hurt. Oh, it slapped against my leg. A little bit hard, that. Oh, it hit the undercarriage. Oh, that's
like,
not nice.
Like penis tits.
Yeah, sometimes maybe if it's like a boxer short with like just a slit in it, sometimes it just falls out, just comes out.
For disgusting. No reason.
Hello. Just, hey, get yourself some Y-fronts. Oh, hey, buy them for your bike. Keep them for life.
You see, right, you're saying this because you bought some Y-fronts and those are different.
Yeah.
You said they were for your bike. Are you just wearing them all now, all
Rosie,
the time now?
Rosie, because we're living out of a box. Yeah. Living out of a box. Living out of a cardboard box.
Literally,
all my clothes are in boxes. Couldn't find me normal underpants.
Yeah.
Found me Y-fronts. Uh-huh. Put them on the other day. Good heavens. I've never turned back.
Oh, you see.
I'm a Y-front guy now.
The only thing about your Y-fronts, Chris... Mm. Have you seen Sex in the City before?
Are you about to slag my Y-fronts off?
A little bit. Right. Have you seen Sex in the City?
Don't you dare. Are you talking about when Samantha's going to have sex
the
with that
man's got the saggy ass.
I saw
your Y-fronts. I saw your bum in them Y-fronts the other day. And you looked like that man.
No
going to
way.
The saggy ass.
No, the old bloke. What? First of all, can we all just give me a massive round of applause for knowing a Sex in the City reference offhand?
Well done.
Modern man. I'm a modern man. No way. He was like an old bloke with like his arse is hanging down like a fucking curtain pelmet.
That's what yours looked like.
No, it didn't. The Y-fronts keep everything gathered in.
I didn't even want to say
it. They must have been baggy. I must not have them pulled up properly.
Right, must have been that.
Because this is a tight bum that we've got going on here. How dare you?
You haven't been on the bike for a while.
Why? Because it's fucking in the garage with loads of shit piled on top of it. Right, that's it. This is a short podcast today because I'm going on my bike because I'm getting body shamed off this cupboard dwelling whore.
How
good
dare I?
God.
How dare I body shame you?
Good
look at the clip
God.
Of me.
Can't
look at the clip
this.
Of me.
Body free. Anyway, I'm Y-front guy now. So if you need, get them Y-fronts on you. Do you know what the best bit was about Y-fronts?
Mm.
Right? I was walking around, I was lugging boxes around the house the other day and I was like, oh, I've got a bit of a wedgie going on here. My boxes are riding up. Oh no, it's me Y-fronts. Just keeping us all in place.
Honestly, give it a week, you'll be in a thong.
No, I wouldn't consider. I just can't imagine. I don't think anything needs to be that far up your arse crack.
Yeah, I
can't
like
imagine
thongs.
That's a good thing.
We've spoke about this before.
A fucking cheese wire.
Very strange invention.
Strange. Have you seen them things where it's like a bloke thong, but you just put your dick in it and it just goes around one side and your dick just points over your hip?
Oh.
You seen them?
Who wore one of them?
Can't remember.
Someone off Towie wore one of them on the beach.
Yeah.
Awful. Awful.
Terrifying. I could not walk around with that on. It just looked like it was about to pop out at any minute. It was like a game of buckaroo with your knob. Just waiting for it to just pop.
Get a lovely all over tan though.
What, apart from the underside of your dick and that one line. That one line. Or would you have to, did you have to wear like a right side one and then go in,
just
go
it
in
all,
yeah, yeah, go in during the day.
Day.
Yeah, 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 just put it on the other side.
Good idea.
Oh, God.
Should we crack on?
Let's crack on.
Why do we do every flipping week? Here's the jingle.
Jingle.
We had a fight about the jingle.
Jingle.
We couldn't settle on a jingle.
Jingle.
So this is the jingle.
Jingle.
We hope you like the jingle.
Jingle.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Jingle.
Hello and welcome back to this week's episode of Shag Married Annoyed, brought to you from...
What's happening? She's got her laptop and her fucking... Oh.
Introduction is a little bit longer than I
should have found. Should have found the chorus.
Oh shit! They didn't do the verse first, didn't they?
Fuck me!
Right, hang on.
Oh my god!
Sing along at home.
Right, I've worked out what song it is. Yeah, I've worked. Pause it.
I'll just keep it going.
Oh Jesus! Do you not get done for doing this?
Only like 30 seconds.
Right. Oh, good God. I can only apologise.
Ready? New house in the middle of our street. New house.
Oh, God. That was... Right. That was ill-prepared, ill-thought-out. It was painful. You didn't... You not only did you not cut the intro off, you didn't cut the... So you only wanted to say our new house.
Right, well, the problem is, right, what happened there, I only thought about doing that about 5 minutes ago.
Right.
And I wanted it to be a surprise for you, so I couldn't listen to it.
Right, not a surprise. Surprises are supposed to be nice things. When that laptop goes on your shoulder, I know I'm in for a world of hurt.
Oh, madness, are you kidding us?
Well, yeah, not during a fucking podcast. Not when we're gutted. Like, it's get tinny. People are gutted, man. We've already got sound engineers emailing me about the whatever's going on here.
All right, sorry, everyone. Well, I enjoyed it. Your dad loves madness, doesn't he?
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
So, this is funny. When we went on holiday with Mum and Dad, and your dad had his little, like, I think it was an iPod shuffle or something like that.
Like the first iPod ever.
Every day I was like, what are you listening to? He's like, madness.
Yeah.
I was like, have you got anything else? Have you got anything else on there, Bill?
In all honesty, I didn't put many things on for him.
It's his only album. He just listened to it over and over.
One of the worst days of my life was the day that I got him that iPod and he gave us it. I got him it. I was like, happy birthday. And he was like, oh, that's amazing. So how would I get all my stuff on here? And I was like, oh, I can do it for you. And he gave us his fucking Discman and a pile of CDs.
Oh.
Most of them pirate CDs. Mm-hmm. So I couldn't even put them in my laptop. My laptop would recognise what they are. So I had to like take each track off and then put it on through a different thing and name them.
Off. Nightmare.
One of the worst days. Because he had a mate who for like £5 would do you any album with the covers. Can you remember that? Can you remember when people used to do you... With the covers, can you remember?
But there'd just be a photocopied picture of the cover.
Yeah, but can you remember though? It was like, it was always like, it was a really good thing. It was like, I've got a mate, I'll do it. Any DVD, fiver, £6 with the covers. All right, yeah, I'll pay an extra quid for a fucking bit of paper out of his shitty printer, his shitty fucking Epson Series 1 printer, whatever the fuck it is. Non-glossy.
So, getting back to a new house.
Yeah.
We've got a lovely bookshelf that we've got to fill.
Yes.
Me and Chris aren't big readers, even though, you know, we've wrote a book. Yeah. We're not huge readers ourselves.
Yeah. There's one book on there.
Yeah, that's ours.
Our book. Yeah. I've got a load of them in the van.
Got a family WhatsApp at the minute, and me Nana kindly offered... her and her mates have got loads of old DVDs.
Fuck me.
So I was like, thanks, Nana, but...
Great.
Honestly, we're all right.
So the people who used to have this house called that room the library. Yeah. We will call it fucking Blockbuster. Come on in to Blockbuster. Bring a bottle of pop. Come on, bring a bottle of
We've
pop.
We've got the full Catherine Cookson collection here.
We've got the Christmas selection here. We've got Home Alone 3 and 4, not 1 and 2. They didn't have them. Too expensive, them ones.
Right, when None of them are watchable.
In your Skybox at Christmas, you can only get like Santa Claus 2 and 3 to download. You've got to pay for the other one. Same as Home Alone. Fucking bastards. I know what you're doing.
Babadoo, 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 ba. So yeah, new house.
New house.
New house. And we are sneaky, 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 sneaky little buggers. None of you knew. Which,
Everyone's really, I didn't realise how attached everyone was to our bathroom.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Good God.
So yeah, when I put on Instagram that we'd moved, a lot of congratulations, thank you so much everyone for the well wishes. A lot of, you've just done your bathroom.
Fucking great, absolutely amazing. Like, it's literally like me mom. It's like me mom's got like 20 troll accounts and just like, I'll just message him about the bathroom. They're throwing money away.
No, I very much understand why you're moving, hope you're very happy, but why? You've just done your bathroom.
Crazy, innit?
Guys, crazy. We did our bathroom because it was dropping to bits, and then we found a house. And the thing is, we would have had to do that bathroom get any sort of money on the house, because it'd be like, well, this bathroom's dropped a bit, so it added value.
It was the shower was leaking through the floor into the hallway.
Yeah.
It was really bad. There was a brown stain on the ceiling. Yeah, I had to redo all of that.
You know what I find interesting about the fact that everyone's like, you've moved? How didn't we know? This is why you shouldn't believe what you see online.
Yeah.
Because... Yeah. People don't put everything online. We managed to sell our house, move our house, and nobody knew.
Well, quite a few people stopped me and was like, "So your house is on for sale?" I was like, "Do you just fucking troll the internet looking for houses? What the hell's going on?"
No, where we live and that, but not you know.
Mm.
So there you go.
Well, again, because I've never held Rafe, have I, on the internet? Never held him.
Never held him.
Do you ever hold that baby?
I meant to tell you about this. Something weird. Somebody tagged me in a picture the other day.
Yeah?
Somebody, I put a picture on of you holding Robin and Rafe, right?
Right.
Someone, a weird One Direction fan account, has changed your face into Louis, what's his face? Louis Tomlinson?
Right.
Holding Robin and Rafe. And it's really, really weird.
Wow.
Really, really strange.
Why have they done that?
Well, I don't know. I wasn't going to tell you about it because I know you hate stuff like that, right?
That doesn't really bother us.
Well, Robin was going through my phone the other day and he loves looking at the pictures and he's seen that and he's like, who's that?
Mom, when did I meet One Direction? Forget about it.
Mom, why am I kip on Louis Tomlinson?
That's hilarious. Have you got your phone? Can you quickly show us it?
I have, yeah. Hang on.
That is so fucking weird.
Why would people do that?
That is so strange. It's really good as well.
They've done it well.
He's got his headphones on. He's clearly at a gig. He's like DJing. His head's DJing and his body's asleep with two children.
And it's early days of One Direction, so he is young as out.
Well,
he
looks tell like, it's early days because he's smiling.
Well, he looks like your nephew holding your kids.
That's so strange. So they've put his face on, and his face was obviously from a photo that was like aged.
Mm.
They like had an Instagram filter on, so they've then filtered the full photo. That's the weird. Why would and they've wrote daddy in a heart?
Mm-hmm.
But
they're not his kids.
Louis, if you're listening, can I have me kids back, please?
They've changed Robin's face.
So strange.
Doesn't even look like him.
So fucking weird.
So yeah, anyway, buzzing that I put my kids online and people use it with Louis Tomlinson.
I mean, that's the thing though. You don't want, you know, you want people to not like Photoshop and do weird stuff with your kids. They haven't. If anything, they've given Robin and Rafe a bloody great life experience there. They've met bloody one in One Direction over the bloody moon. We should keep that and go, I my mate, he came round.
Robin's going to go to his new school and be like, oh, so my Uncle Louis. Here I am, having a cuddle. So fucking weird.
You've got to
Harry
put that.
Was on the other sofa.
So this comes out on Friday, this podcast. Uh-huh. You have to put that on your Instagram on Friday.
Right, okay,
you
I will.
Have to.
It's That's awful though, isn't
so
it?
So fucking
it's
weird.
Awful.
Poor Robin. Eee, God.
Honestly, he was like, Mom, who's that?
So fucked up. Babadoo, babadoo,
babadoo, ba. So, you know, we can now talk about the house, hence why my jaw was kicking off and we're being stressed a bit because we sold our house and we bought this one.
It's just a great time to move house. It's just such a great time.
You're being sarcastic, aren't you?
Just make sure there's a pandemic. Mm. Make sure you've got a five-year-old who isn't really been at school that much until sort of a week ago.
Yeah.
Make sure you've got a new baby, two-month-old baby. Mm. Make sure that when you're looking for the house and going through all the stuff of the house, your husband has got a broken ankle.
Oh, that was fun.
Literally.
You could hardly get up the stairs looking around this
new
house.
When we moved in was the first time I'd been in the house without a broken bone in my body. the first time I've been in the house without crutches.
Yeah.
Like, there's bits of the house I hadn't even gone to because I was like, oh, fuck it, I just can't be bothered. There's another set of stairs there, no chance. And then, just to make it even more, I'm still angry at you about this. It was almost my beef this week, but I've picked something else. Just to make it even more difficult, you went and came on your period as soon as we were moving as well. Selfish. Could have held that in.
Oh, I did, yeah.
Could have held that in.
And not just that. Mm. Not just came on my period, came on the first period that I've had in, 11 months?
Oh, God. Oh,
10,
God.
Oh, and I tell you what, Chris, it was an absolute thrasher.
I, what a word!
I've had to hold so much of my emotions in.
A thrasher or a thrusher?
No, oh, a bit of both. Honest to God, I think I've handled all of this really well, considering.
Yeah.
Am I not?
Well, I mean, one morning I did wake up, came downstairs half asleep because I'd been up for 3 or 4 nights, and I just got absolutely fucking destroyed by you. It was like it was like watching Mike Tyson on a punch bag. I just sat there trying to drink my coffee while he just screamed at us.
But you let us though, and I was very grateful.
Well, I had to leave, and then your mum was like, oh, do you know she's on a period? I was like, that makes sense.
Oh, did your mum tell
you? Yeah, she was like, it's all right, she's on a period, right?
Yeah, it's been good fun. So obviously we came to the new house, really chuffed, absolutely love it. It's beautiful, it's a dream home. The guys who were the removal guys were great, really did a fantastic job. One of them did an especially good job at bringing me right back down to earth.
With a bang.
With a bang.
Yeah.
just got the keys off the lady and came in, stood there, stood at the bottom of the stairs, and the bloke from the removal place came in with us, and he went, I was just kind of looking around, getting chuffed, and he just stopped, and he just looked up the stairs, he went, look, I don't want to offend you, but I've seen bigger. And I thought, that's nice. So...
Oh, I love him.
That was,
I love him.
Honestly, that was, oh. I needed it though, Chris, because honestly, I was just a little bit too happy,
yeah,
if I'm honest.
Getting above your station.
I needed that to go, Rosie.
We all need a reality
check.
Piece
of shit. Yeah.
Really good. Really good.
Don't want to offend you. Oh, right. Well, I think you might by the way you've started this.
See bigger houses than this shit, hole.
Yeah.
See you after. Right, where am I putting all your
I've
crap?
Seen bigger. So that was good.
He's class. I love him.
Yeah, but no, we'll stop talking about the new house. But we are absolutely buzzing, and we love it. And it's mint. Thanks.
Babadoo, 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 ba. It's time for what's your beef?
What's your beef?
Beef, 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 beef,
beef. Beef.
Ladies first. What's your beef?
Okay. My beef with you, Christopher.
Mm-hmm.
We moved out of our house last week.
Yeah.
A lovely lady who I know, Nikki from Fionda Finishings. I can't say it properly. She makes all my curtains. She's fantastic.
Yeah.
She came round to...
Got your own curtain maker, have you? Oh, got your own personal curtain maker, have you? Oh, I've seen bigger. There you go. Back to work. No wonder he had to bring you back down to earth, banging on about your personal curtain fitter. Whose name you know?
I mean, she's not my personal curtain fisher.
Yeah. Fisher?
God, I can't speak. She just happens to have made a couple of pairs of curtains for us. Anyway, one specific pair of curtains that I only bought a year ago, I wanted to keep because the material looks quite expensive. So she's just gonna use it up on loads of old bits of furniture to reposter and stuff like that. Yeah. Okay.
Good. Recycling. I like it.
Yeah, upcycling actually, Chris. That's what you call it.
Sorry.
Yeah. In the interior design.
I'm so
world.
Embarrassed. Who told you that? Your fucking curtain mate. Yeah. Nerd. Curtain
honestly,
nerd.
Can I get me beef?
No, you can't, man. I'm trying to take you down a peg or two.
Great.
I just feel like that. I feel like the removal man really had it. I think he's got a good thing going on. I think he knows how to keep you in check. And I might have to give him a ring after this and work out how he's done it.
That's weird because I was just thinking he was massively jealous, actually, if I'm honest. So, I mean, we can take different stances.
He's living in your head. He's got you. Good on him. What
first thing, Chris. First thing.
I love him.
First thing I heard,
I wish I'd said the owner
of my new house.
I wish I'd said
Not even me mum, who was there with us, going, Rosie, it's lovely. No, wasn't that. It was the man from the removal saying that he's seen bigger houses, which he probably has. It's not the biggest house.
Well,
but
it's not a competition to have a massive house. It's not a massive house. It's a nice house.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm not bitter.
Seen nicer, seen bigger, seen cleaner. Seen cleaner would have hurt.
Yeah, I've seen cleaner houses than that. Yeah. That would have been upsetting, wouldn't it? For both us and the previous owners. So, double whammy. Anyway, back to me beef.
Back to me beef.
Nikki came around and she was taking the curtains from the curtain pole. Okay, and she said, oh, they're actually, they're dripping at one side. And I was like, are they? She went, yeah. And I went, oh, I wonder why. And then you popped up and said, oh, well, actually, yeah. Rosie, don't get mad. Well, you can't get mad because we're moving now. And when I broke my ankle, yeah. I was actually using those curtains to pull myself out of bed in the morning.
I was. And it got to the point.
Don't do that again in the new house. Thank you very much.
So that was the thing. So I was really, I've been really worried that you were going to spot it, right? But then as soon as, it was so strange because as soon as she was like, oh yeah, these curtains, I can make a cushion, a couple of cushions out of them, I can put them on a chair or whatever, the fabric. I was like, oh, thank fuck for that. I literally went, so you're not using them as curtains anymore? And she went, no, I can't because they're sort of, anyway, they need redone here because they're drooping. And I was like, yeah, it's me. So basically it got to the point where we were closing the curtains, and as the mornings have been starting to get lighter and lighter and lighter, on the right-hand side near where my bit of the bed is, it was like a fucking massive gap at the top where the light was coming in, and it was so skew-whiff from the other side, and I was like, oh, she's going to notice it.
You little tosser.
It was, right, okay, in my defence, the first 10 or 12 times I was pulling myself out of bed.
10 or 12 times?! 10 or 12.
The first 10 or 12 times I pulled myself out, they didn't make a noise. It just worked.
Are you did you hear ripping?
Well, yeah, about the 13th or 14th time. It literally went, and I went, oh, I'm not going to do that.
Are you actually, why would you do that?
I had a bad leg.
Chris, buy a reel? Are you shitting me? You're going to pull on me curtains.
Listen, I thought they were expensive, made by Nicky. You want to speak to Nicky if they kind of hold the weight of a human man? The fucking shite.
Sorry, right? Curtains were invented to keep out the light, not pull lazy little bastards out of bed every morning. Honest, I thought you might have done it 2 or 3 times.
Oh, no,
thought,
no.
Oh, you little twat.
Great system I had going on. Yeah?
Just how you are out. So strange. You are like so anal about so many things.
Not curtains, it turns out.
Not curtains. Why would you ever think I'm going to pull myself with these curtains? Oh, that is good. The weirdest
Listen,
thing.
When someone tells me, right, oh, I've got my own person who makes curtains, I know my name.
Right, will you get over right, that?
When you got your, I think, oh, there must be decent curtains in. Turns out, nope.
Right, rubbish. That's because they are very expensive and rubbish. Fragile.
Rubbish curtains. Silly. Dunelm. With Dunelm, I could have done that thing, man, in the Olympics where they got the rings and they're spinning round. I could have fucking had one round each arm and abseiled down the wall. I could have abseiled out of that window and down onto the grass with a Dunelm, I tell you that.
Dunelm probably make ones, actually, for people like you who want to pull them to get out of bed. Have you broke your ankle? Need a little pulley out of bed? I'm so shocked. I couldn't believe it. And we were so busy moving that I didn't get to properly... bollock you.
Brilliant.
This is the first time. Well, this is the first time
we've talked
about it.
I thought I'd got away with that. I thought it hadn't been mentioned at all, so that's good.
Don't you dare do that in this house.
Okay.
What, promise?
If I break my leg, there's nothing I can do, right? If I break my leg, just take the curtains down.
If you break another bone in your body in the next 5 years,
wow.
I'm leaving you.
Wow. Anyone, is there any divorce lawyers out there? Is there any solicitors out there who could tell me if that is a fair thing to hear from your wife? Because I think that is a really horrible thing to hear. If I break another bone in the next 5 years, you're leaving us.
Yep.
Good
Mark
God.
Let this be known to the world listening to this. If Christopher Ramsey breaks another bone in his body in the next 5 years, not including nose, because that's fine.
Great. That's
anything that's going to...
That's threatening.
Is it... what's it called? Debilitate.
Right, yeah.
Stop you from doing stuff.
Okay, something that's going to... Yeah.
Yes. That's when you doorbell. Listen to that. Did you hear it? We are posh as fuck.
I've heard better. Babadoo, 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 ba. So I've just had to go and check the doorbell there because the doorbell rang.
Yeah.
Rosie's claiming that we're posh. She might be right because at the door is a door-to-door garden furniture salesman. And
what?
He wants you to have a look at the stuff he's got in his van.
What? You're checking
the Where the fuck do we live? It's fucking Narnia. This is Narnia.
Do I need to go look at stuff now?
Yeah.
Should I bring me credit? My bank card?
Just come down. We've got a
garden furniture. He's got stuff.
He's selling garden furniture. I don't know where we live. It's ridiculous.
I'm coming.
I miss South Shields. Coming. Stuff like this isn't happening in South Shields. It's weird.
Can I have a glass of wine? Babadoo, babadoo,
babadoo, ba. So if you can hear any banging in the background, we've just went down to the door to see the man selling garden furniture out of his van. he fucking must have saw Rosie coming because she's just almost cleaned his entire van out.
No,
and the banging you can hear is the poor fucker putting them together outside on the drive. And we've had to go, mate, we're busy doing a podcast. Can you just leave them there when you're done and fuck off? So he's on the drive putting furniture together.
See, right, okay, we're getting buzzing and we're thinking, oh, how posh are we? We've got someone selling furniture. Did you never have the fish man come to your door?
The fish man?
Mm.
The fish man cometh? No.
Did you never have... See, well, you lived on a new build housing estate, didn't you?
Yeah, we
used to have people come to the door and be like, do you want to buy any fish?
Right.
But they'd just caught them and they used to go around all the doors.
Okay. That's really strange.
Yeah. Yeah,
we had the fish man used to come in our local pub.
No, it wasn't Colin the Fishman.
No?
It was a different one.
That was in the Beehive on the Lower Top, along with the Beehive, the pub in South Shields. Uh-huh. That used to be my haunt with me and my mates. You'd get the DVD guy.
Yes.
Pound extra for covers. We've mentioned him already.
Uh-huh.
And you'd get the Fishman would come in as well. And
yeah, Colin's fish.
Little tubs of little winkles and that.
Welks.
All that stuff. Yeah.
Vinegar with, not vinegar, mussels
crab
with vinegar.
Sticks, all kinds of stuff.
And now garden furniture.
And
honestly,
the garden furniture man.
I tell you what, mind, I would love that. They used to do it back in the day when people would come to your house and sell cleaning products and everything. They saw lockdown coming a long time before it started.
Yeah, but they're not doing it anymore because you can just buy all that shit online.
Well, that's why they're not doing it anymore.
Are you serious? Yeah, of course it is.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh.
Furniture guy, I saw you coming. He's cleaned us out, he has. He's like, I'm surprised if you can hear banging, you can probably hear the fucker laughing as well. And I'm going to get that garden furniture, I'm going to go and sit on it later.
He was selling it for cheap.
Pissing down rain. He was selling it quite
selling
cheap.
It for cheap, which is a bit sad because of lockdown. They haven't been able to go to all of the shows.
Yeah, they go to shows.
What
to
did he mean by shows?
So I think they go to like shows, they go to like garden shows and garden and outdoor shows where it's like almost like a car boot sale, but like not, and it's businesses. And
why does my brain go to... Right, on stage, there's just loads of furnitures and people, and they're like,
bidding for
buy our stuff, buy a bench. Here's a kidney-shaped little table. Anyway. So.
Yeah, not a show, but yeah. So I'm going to go and sit on them later in the pissing down rain, so that'll be nice.
Can't wait.
That'll be nice. Babadoo, 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 ba. Listen, my beef with you, it might get taken out, it might not.
Oh, well, I mean.
You've been doing it for ages now. It's not even annoying, I just feel like it's just it's annoying, it is annoying.
Right.
You constantly think that when you find a white feather in the house, it's a dead relative looking.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm fucking sick of it. Every time you find a white feather, you go, oh, look, oh, that's me nana, oh, that's me grandma, oh, this is her, this is it. And it's like.
Right. You know my granddad was here yesterday in
Brilliant,
the new house.
Right, so every time, guys, it's like, look, oh, a white feather, I found a white feather, you know, me granddad. Guys, what are our cushions made out of? Every cushion in the house. Fucking feathers! Feathers. Every single one of them is a feather.
All of the cushions in the house are made of me granddad Jimmy's soul.
Any idea
actually.
How many times I sit on one of the sofa cushions and go, oh, God, and I've got a sharp little thing and it won't push back in, so I'll pull the feather out and I'll just throw the feather. And then it's like, oh, look, spookiness, look, oh, I'm getting looked after beyond the grave, look, I found another feather. Oh, hiya, Granda, hope you're all right. I literally just pulled that over a cushion 5 minutes ago, you psychotic fucking piece of shit.
Right, well, we'll stop pulling them out because you're ruining the loveliness of finding them. I've started a little jar in the back sitting room.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
And every time I find one, I'm putting it in there.
Oh, God.
And I'm going to fill it up.
Oh, God,
and then I'm going to say a little prayer and... I'm hoping he might come back for a day.
Right, okay.
Just a day, to say, how are you doing? Don't, man. It's a nice thing. When you haven't really lost anybody massively close to you, I don't think.
I know, I've been very lucky in that case.
Uh-huh. You were quite young when your grandparents passed away.
Yeah.
And I don't know.
Yeah.
I think it's a lovely thing to just be able to go, oh, that's the... you saying that and taking the piss hasn't made me feel any less
about
it.
That's absolutely fine. No, that's great. That means you wholeheartedly believe it and that's fine. But yeah, you know, every time I find a coffee bean, a stray coffee bean on the floor, I know that that's
it?
My nana. Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Okay.
Do you know where she is? She's always in the kitchen. She's always in the kitchen. Do you know where in the kitchen? Right in the corner where the coffee machine is. This is just where she hangs out. Go, hiya, nana. Are you still there? Are you? Yeah. Do you know where she was the other day? Coffee Island, Asda. Millions of her. Millions of the bitch.
Honestly, why are you so jealous of my beliefs? get your own beliefs.
Oh, it's quite nice. I'm joking. It is quite nice.
It's lovely. Honestly, everyone comes to see me in feather form.
Oh, God. Yeah.
All of them. Gotta get rid of them.
was it? So for you in South Shields on the Coast Road, whenever a seagull gets hit by a truck, it's a family reunion. They're all here. Bits of blood and shit as well and a bit of beef, but they're all here.
Oh, gosh. Well, because seeing as we've moved to the countryside now,
yeah,
see my first dead rabbit.
Oh.
It was grim.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I saw something on the road today when I was coming up from the shops. Mm. And I don't know what it was big. It was. It would have been big back in the day. It had a lot of insides.
Sheep?
I don't know what it was. It had a lot of insides.
Goat?
It was all over the place. It was, oh, good God. But, you know.
And the country.
Is what it is.
That's a song I should have had.
I thought that, yes. I thought you were going to have
in a house, a very big house in the country.
Seen bigger. That's how it goes.
Not as big as she was.
Seen bigger.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
It's time for questions from the public.
Cues from the
public. As always, guys, if you want to get in touch, it is shaggedmarriedannoyed@gmail.com. Send anything, send your stories, send your would you rather, send your dilemmas, send relationship advice, whatever you want. Send it.
Hello, guys. First of all, congrats on the book. So this was a while ago.
Jesus, thanks. Yeah. Thank you. Still available.
It says here, I think I can beat the dead lady date story from last week. I don't remember that.
Dead lady date.
I can't remember. Anyway, It says here, my dad died unexpectedly at 63.
Oh,
he lived abroad where we grew up, so we had to go over there.
Oh.
We are Scottish, but my dad's partner is Chinese. So we wanted to respect the fact that he was part of two very different cultures, so we had a fusion funeral.
Okay.
However, it's his coffin and its contents that I think you will love.
Okay.
If you think two pairs of glasses is a bit much, you just wait.
Right.
I don't remember talking about that.
Fuck knows.
Anyway, in Chinese coffins, there is a tradition of lining the coffins with hell money.
Hell money?
Mm. His partner believes in the afterlife and instead of hell money, wanted him to have everything he needed in the time, 100 days... when he might wander the world as a spirit before crossing over.
Right, so you have one... Right, okay, so this is the belief structure is that you've got 100 days to wander the earth, then
before you
cross
over
the side.
Before you go to the afterlife.
Oh, fucking hell, that's a hell of a...
It's a long
that's
time.
A hell of a layover.
I know.
That is a hell of a layover. You have to... when's me connecting flight? In 100 days' time. God damn it.
Gonna stay at Charles de Gaulle.
Oh, my God.
For 100
God.
Days. So,
okay.
For me, this was a bit strange, but we know my dad would have wanted us to respect her wishes.
That's very nice of them.
Even if he was an atheist himself.
Fair enough.
So it started off by her saying that we should put a couple of his mementos
mm-hmm.
into a coffin, like most people do.
Yeah, a couple of little favourite trinkets and stuff, yeah.
But it escalated.
Right, okay.
Very quickly.
Okay.
I went through to find piles of clothes, shoes and other items. She had packed a suit for his best friend's wedding he was planning to attend in a few weeks and a spare shirt.
A spare?
In the scheme of things, this seems relatively normal. It then got weirder.
Weirder than that?
Yes.
So hold on. Let's just... So she's going to... Are they getting... They're burying them. It must be
yes,
buried.
Yes, they're burying them. So in his coffin, this is what she's put. A fuckload
of spare
put.
Clothes.
Yes.
So enough for a holiday and a suit.
And a suit and a spare shirt.
Fuck me.
She's also put in there, he's got spare socks and pants and a pair of swimming trunks.
Fantastic.
Just in case he wanted to go for a dip.
Absolutely brilliant. What's wrong with that water? What's wrong with that water over there? Is that a pump? It's rippling, that water. I know there's just an invisible dead man swimming there, but he does have his shorts on, so it's fine.
Yes, exactly. I feel like for being a ghost, he probably doesn't need the practicalities of swimming trunks or spare pants. But alas, here we were, handing over piles of clothing to the funeral home manager who presumed this was a Scottish custom.
Brilliant.
On the day of the funeral, she asked me if I had a pound coin for his pocket. I asked why, and she said so he could get a trolley out when he went to Lidl.
Fuck off.
I don't know about you, but if I had 100 days to wander the earth, I don't think I'd be going to Lidl.
Oh, wow.
There's a question here. My question to you guys is, if you had to wander the earth for 100 days, what would you get packed into your coffin?
Why am I wandering? How's he going to carry all that shit? He's wandering. He's got a fucking suit bag on his back. He's got a shirt on. He's got a fucking bag of kegs.
He's got everything.
He's got will he put them on his little trolley?
There you go.
That's what the trolley's
for.
Oh,
my gosh.
Just to put on his shining.
Do you think that's what it is?
Oh, God. That's so weird. I don't even know if it's a Chinese customer. I don't know. She might just be a maniac.
She might be.
Or she might just want to get rid of all his shit. Do you know what I mean?
She probably is thinking,
keep his clothes for years, a charity shop.
Yeah.
Oh, we've got a custom where we're just like,
he's got it all in there.
Put his wardrobe in as well. Where's that monkey chair used to sit in front of the telly? Where's that? Look, the fucking stitching's coming out. Oh, that chain with them and all.
There'd have to be a big hole in the ground.
You're fucking tipping the tip.
Do you not feel like we've talked about burial versus cremation and stuff like that?
I think it always gets taken out. I think we talk about
do
it,
we?
It always gets taken out because it's so fucking morose, but I think we've managed to find a happy little way to talk
okay,
about it.
Okay, well, do you not think somebody, when they came up with cremating bodies, was just like, oh, fuck this. I am sick of digging these six foot holes in the ground, keeping them in there.
Six
disgusting.
Yeah.
Just burn them. Burn them all.
Well, I feel like it was when they realised that they were going to run out of land pretty sharpish.
Oh, right, okay, that makes more sense.
Yeah, well, you just go, well, there's just going to be no... It's just, you think if you buried every single person in a slot, if you lay everyone down, you'd cover the earth pretty quick.
Yeah, you'd you would. Everywhere. I never thought about that.
Yeah.
I'd like to be buried, though. Am I selfish?
Oh, God.
How much is a plot?
I don't... Why would...
We've moved away from me home cemetery.
Mm-hmm.
Haunted cemetery.
Yeah.
That's where I wanted to be.
That's how you got 100 days to walk there.
Do you think you can... Request to be buried somewhere if you don't live there anymore.
Mm, it's got me in your postcode. It's like, it's
genuinely.
It's like Domino's. You go on the website, you put your postcode in, get your nearest one.
Really?
No.
Oh. Because that's where I want to be buried.
No. I've told you.
They've put someone next to me, Granda, you know.
They've put someone next to him.
Put someone right next to him.
Really?
He was on the end.
How much baggage does he have?
He was right on the end. He had a lovely little spot in the. Bloody
corner slot and they've put
squeeze
an
someone
on.
In goodness raging me. Hope they've got a nice name.
Wow. Your family are fucking strange. So strange.
Why?
Just weird. You're getting cremated, you. I'll do it myself. I'm class with fires.
Don't cremate us. I'll be dead.
Come
upset
on, don't. You won't be upset. You'll be dead. You won't be upset.
I will. I'll know. Don't cremate it. Promise me.
All I'm gonna have, I'm gonna cremate you, and then all I'm gonna have in the house is memory foam cushions, so I won't even know if you're there.
That's the saddest thing I've ever heard. And I'm sorry, who wants to sit with a memory foam cushion? Oh, put a cushion behind your back. What? Ooh, solid as a rock. Babadoo, 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 ba. Dear Rosie and Chris, please keep this anonymous.
Always.
When I was around 15, I came home late one night drunk. 15, why not?
Jesus.
And went upstairs very quickly to get ready and into bed before my parents could see how wasted I was.
Okay,
we all did it.
Oh, yeah.
I've told you about when I held my friend's tongue so she wouldn't choke on a bottle of cheap vodka. Anyway, I went in the bathroom to take my makeup off. I say take it off. I mean splash cold water on my face and hope for the best.
Got you.
Anyway, folded on the sink was a lovely black flannel. We aren't flannel people. I thought...
Sorry, no one's ever said
that is the most not only lovely black flannel.
Not only has no one in the world ever said lovely black flannel, I doubt a 15-year-old's ever went, that's a bloody lovely... Mum, Dad, that's a lovely black flannel.
Well, can we... But that's the least nicest colour ever.
It's really strange.
Like,
it's got a black flannel.
Black flannel? Ew. Horrible. I mean, red, possibly.
Where did you get that from? Goth Towels R Us. In Noel Fielding's house.
Got it from rabyourdeadrelativeinatowel.com.
Who's got black towels?
Horrible. Anyway, these have...
Oh, imagine the fluff you get on yourself off a new black towel.
Well,
you look like a fucking Bigfoot.
Black towels in general are minging,
black
though, aren't they?
Towels.
Who's
good
choosing
God.
Black towels?
Yeah.
Rank. Anyway, sorry to anyone who's got black towels and is massively offended. But
I wonder how many, you know how we always gain in listeners? I reckon we're gaining listeners because word of mouth, and you're also lovely and you tell people podcasts, and we love you so much and thank you. But I wonder how many we lose.
Oh, yeah.
Like, just, I mean, black towel owners gone.
Yeah.
Just, I think every week we must lose a big fucking portion.
Yeah.
It's kind of almost like deforestation, yeah, but we're replanting at the same time, yeah, so it's quite cool. Yeah.
Let's do a little role play, right?
Yeah.
I've just been to the shop, right, and bought a packet of lovely black towels, right?
Yeah.
And I'm on the way home listening to this podcast. You slag off black towels and this is how I'm gonna react.
I mean, who the hell bloody black towels are rank, man? Who the bloody hell blies black towels?
You heard this? Like black towels? I'm not listening to this shit anymore. Get it off. Honestly, I love my black towels. Absolutely love them. And be on me period and not even know. Oh. Nobody can even tell. Oh. Honestly.
Hey, black towels good for skid marks. I didn't think of that.
There you go.
You've won us back. Black towels.
Right.
Next week's sponsor, black towels.
Brown towels. It's even better.
Red towels.
We should change them.
Dark orange towels.
Right, why?
Earwax.
Oh, honestly.
Dark orange
towels. Can we just not wipe our orifices on with towels?
Hey, can't believe you got that word right. Well done.
Thank you.
That would have been a half hour around the house, is that? And you got it in one.
Do you know what's hilarious? I've just been speaking to my mum about, because I'm adamant I'm dyscalculus, right?
Right.
I've got whatever it's called. Because
what?
Well, it's just...
Oh, it's like number dyslexia.
I'm really bad with numbers.
Right, okay.
But then I was saying to my mum, because my friend said, how can you be so bad at maths, but you did quite well at English at school? Because they're teachers and they were like, right, that's usually dyscalculus. But when I do this podcast, I don't feel like I am good at English.
No.
So I actually
the whole
just think...
Knows you're not.
Well, yeah, I think I haven't got dyscalculus. I think I'm just a bit thick.
Yeah, I just think so, you don't concentrate. You don't put the effort in. You go, what does it sound? Does it sound a bit like the thing I'm going for? And you just aim for it.
But orifice.
Yeah.
It's not even orifices, it's orifice.
No, I think you can't. I think you nailed it.
Okay, good. Plural? Yeah. I don't know. Anyway.
Can't be orify, can it?
Who knows?
Be orify? I don't know.
Anyway, right. Well, listen, the lovely black flannel.
Lovely black flannel. Awful. Lovely black flannel, said Edward Scissorhands.
She said here, we aren't flannel people.
Great.
Neither are we, person who wrote this in.
It's going to be a... fucking dead cat skin or something.
Well, we'll see. I thought Mum must have got it free with one of the towel bundles you can buy.
What world
this
is
week,
it?
Colours of the Rainbow. On sale.
The beauty of a towel bundle is they're all different colours for no reason whatsoever. Jesus.
Put it in each room of your house. You've got your earwax towel, your period towel, your shit mark towel. And white for when you're getting out the bath. Picking it up It was wet, so I thought I'd do a right good job on my face, rubbing it for ages and making sure I got all my makeup off.
Oh, Jesus.
Going to bed, I felt really proud of my drunk self and thought my sober self would be very proud of me.
Got you.
Anyways, I woke up the next morning and went downstairs and saw my mum, remembering the lovely fat flannel folded nicely on the sink.
Your life's absolutely shit, by the way. That's the highlight. If you've had a night out on the piss and the highlight of it is you woke up and remembered how lovely the black flannel was.
Which isn't even lovely because black flannel's disgusting.
Come on, then.
So
I can't wait for what this is.
Remembering the lovely flannel folded nicely on the sink last night, I asked my mum about it, mentioning to her I didn't think we were flannel people and that I'd done such a good job of washing my face.
Oh, Jesus.
My mum recoiled in horror for approximately 5 seconds and then burst out laughing to the point where she couldn't breathe and tears were streaming down her face.
Oh man, what is it?
It turns out this wasn't a flannel she had got from a towel bundle.
Right.
It was in fact her sex flannel. And her and my dad had indeed got it on the night before whilst I was out.
Oh no.
And she had afterwards wiped up the mess using the lovely black flannel.
Oh my God, that's worse. See, I thought it was going to be like the lining of something or a filter from something like no. Awful because she was pissed and she didn't realise. Oh, no.
My thing about reading this, right?
Oh.
Why? Right, we are parents now, yeah. Okay? One of our sons has come in drunk at 15 and he'd be getting a bloody rolking around the ears, first of all. But secondly, he's used our lovely black sex flannel, right?
Yeah.
And then he comes to us.
Right.
He comes to us the next day going, oh, that flannel. I used that. I didn't know what flannel people, ma'am. Would you tell him that we wiped up our stuff with that?
I mean, no, I definitely wouldn't. But probably my main thing, if I was sitting there on a morning and my son came downstairs and said, hey, good morning, Dad. I washed my face with that lovely black flannel upstairs around the sink. A lovely black flannel, that. It was covered in the sink. I've never seen that lovely black flannel. I didn't know your flannel, Peter. Lovely black flannel. I would go, shut up, you boring cunt. Why are you talking about flannels? I go, what kind of pat is that? You're the son of two prominent podcasters, and I'm a comedian. And you're coming down. That's your opening gambit on a morning, banging on about the flannel. Fucking hell.
Do you know what I'd say?
What?
Didn't happen. Didn't happen.
Lovely black flannel. What a boring family.
Honestly.
Oh, God. Nah, that means obviously the mum just couldn't. She just couldn't hold that laughing. I mean, you wouldn't be. Like, she's obviously just backed into a corner and thought, what do you do?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's, oh man, you've just washed your face.
That's
fully
awful, isn't
with
it?
Your mum's and dad's juices.
Oh,
well done.
For God's sake.
Oh, people are, oh, why did you leave it on the sink? Oh.
I know.
Again, I've told you there is not a flannel exists. We've mentioned flannels before. There's not a flannel exists on this planet that hasn't been used to wipe up spunk. Not a single one. Honestly. When I go into hotels, I've told you, they leave them on the side of the sink. I literally, with my elbow, I just push them off the sink onto the floor and I don't touch them again for the rest of the time I'm there. Fucking disgusting.
There's just loads of flannels on the floor.
Loads of flannels. Lovely black ones, brown ones, white ones, all kinds.
Some as big as your head.
If the flannel is as big as your head, I'm afraid it's a hand towel.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Hi, Rosie and Chris.
Hello.
My question is about money.
Ooh.
Mm. Ooh. My husband and I have a joint bank account since we got married 7 years ago, where we get paid and do all the bills in bits.
Okay.
From that.
So all the pay goes into one big pot?
Yes,
all the bills
I'm guessing
come out.
So. Yeah.
That's happy days.
Uh-huh. We share all our money equally, but have separate accounts for spending money for things like buying presents for each other.
Okay.
That's...
So they'll siphon it. So say at Christmas time, they'll each go, we're going to spend, you know, £100 on each other, and they'll take £100 each out of the account.
Yes.
Pop it in the new ones.
I get it.
Ridiculous, but okay. Just go to the cash point. And, fair enough.
People have got
might
different...
be online. Okay.
Who knows? Anyway. However,
right.
This is where it gets a bit tricky, right?
Okay.
My husband, Luke, has a very generous grandma who has been giving him £10 a week pocket money since he was about 12.
Sorry, no. Adults who keep taking pocket money.
I know. Nah. Should be ashamed of yourselves.
Get in the fucking bin. Fucking 40-odd-year-olds who still take £10 off their nana a week. You want locked up. You want shot with shit. How fucking dare you? Let her get another blooming. Let her get some posh tea bags or something. Yeah, fucking cretins.
Oh, me nana's boiler's broke. Oh, thanks, nana, for me £10. Oh, honestly, yeah.
Oh, nana, I've brought them blankets for you because your boiler's broke. Right, you got me sweetie money because I'm 45.
No, got me cinema money, Grandma.
Oh, horrible. Anyway. Nah, my listen to that sentence. My husband's grandma gives him £10 pot money. Husband.
A week
as well, Anna. Yeah. She's getting that much off me mum and dad.
I know. So do you want to hear the rest?
Yes.
It says here, she still does this now, even though he is 30 year old.
Nah, horrendous.
And whenever we go down to visit her, she has it saved up in a wad of tenners for him.
Fuck off. Mm-hmm. Fuck off. Nah.
She does.
He's pathetic. I'm sorry, mate. Luke, you're pathetic.
He's getting his inheritance early.
You're pathetic.
Well, there's a question here. My question is...
Is Luke pathetic? Yes.
Is Luke very clever?
Am I jealous? I'm probably just jealous. Yeah. I love
Tax-free.
I love £10 notes. I tell you, didn't I? I've said it on the podcast before. I used to get me Christmas money and stuff, and my mum would change it to fivers, so I had loads of them.
Well, no, Chris, I'll go one better. Oh, we used pounds, to get pound yeah. coins.
Did I ever tell you when my mate randomly told us, I think, he told us one week, I think I used to get a fiver pocket money, which was a lot.
You off your mum and dad?
Yeah.
You got pocket money off your mum and dad?
Yeah, I got pocket money.
Oh, gosh, we didn't. I actually got it off me nana.
Right, okay.
£1 a week until you got to the end of comp, and then you get two.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, she had a lot of grandchildren, bless her, and I always thought it was just lush. And she'd have it piled up on the cabinet, and we all used to go for tea on a Friday, all the cousins. I mean, I say go for tea. Did I go for tea or did I go for my pocket money? Not sure. Yeah, probably for my pocket money.
If Luke was there, Luke the fucking sponger, Luke would just go in and just scrape all of them off into his pocket.
Take the fucking sheriff
of Nottingham.
I love it. Right, go on. Sorry, what?
Oh, yeah, my mate once told us that he was like, you know, when you get to 12, it's like the law is that your parents have to give you like £7.50 pocket money. He's like, you know, it's gone up. He's like, there's a law.
That's loads back then.
Yeah, but it's bollocks, though, isn't it?
It's the law.
He was like, they've said, like the police have said, it's got to be 7.50. I remember like marching into the house and happily telling my mum and dad, and they were like, fuck off. I was like, do you know the pocket money's gone up, mum? It has to be 7.50 a week. My mum was like, that's not a thing. I was like, okay.
My question is, should he share his money with me?
No, you should just give it back to the nana. What the hell's going on? Who are you people? Who the fuck are you two? Honestly, listening to a free fucking podcast, right? Emailing in a free podcast, talking about taking money off an old lady. Let her keep it. Let her enjoy it.
What if she's really well off?
If she's really well off, if she's like a billionaire, just got like land and helicopters and, you know, corgis, and then it's neither here nor there for the tenner. So what's the point? Why? I don't know. It's a bit weird.
Right.
But if she's not, which I assume she's probably not,
What if he is her only grandchild, and giving him that £10 a week makes her feel better? What about that?
I feel like he should at least every single time he goes, go, oh no, Nat, come on, not that. I feel like there should be a debate every time.
No, he takes the wads of tennis.
I don't feel like there's a debate. I feel like sometimes he just drives past and just like knocks on the door and goes, got that money now, cheers. Like a drug dealer collecting a drop off.
Yeah. I'm just a bit jealous, if I'm honest. It would be lovely.
I hate him. Luke, I hate you.
So you're saying no, you shouldn't share it?
I'm saying don't let the nana, we just give her it back.
That wasn't the question she was asking.
Well, the question is no, you shouldn't. Well, my answer is no, you shouldn't share it. Second part of the answer, he shouldn't be fucking taking it.
I think you should share it.
I don't think he should take it.
Okay, that's by the by. Would you get over the fact the nana wants to give him the money, right? It's got nothing to do with you, what she does with her money, right?
Okay.
She wants to give it to her grandson. Mm. Get over it.
Okay.
The question is, should they share it? And I think they should share it.
I think they should not only share it, I think she should backdate how much he's had and work it out per week for his full life, and he should give her half of it.
Now you're speaking my language. Yeah.
No, that's not fair, actually. Since they met and became official boyfriend and girlfriend, He should backdate and half everything and give it to her.
I just think from marriage.
Or he's even more of a fucking little weasel than
God's right, let's stop.
Luke, I'll fight you. I'll fight you. Come and find me house. It's the one with all the teak furniture outside. I'll fight you. But I tell you what, we'll put all your nana's money in the middle when I takes all. Luke, Look, please don't come round. I'm really tired. I've got a newborn baby. I'm not hard at all. Please, I don't want to fight. I'm just kidding, please.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Dear Rosie and Chris, after this week's podcast, episode 107, so not last week, the week before, someone wrote in about a sock used to catch bum sweat.
Yes, I do remember.
The sock.
Yeah,
you know the arse sock.
I've been pulled up on that on numerous occasions.
And knowing your joint hatred of flannels,
yeah,
which we've ended up talking about this week.
Wow, okay.
I decided to share this little nugget with you both.
Okay.
So let's see if you enjoy this.
Nuggets are, when we're talking about still there. Nugget was stuck on the flannel.
Yeah. Oh. Are they called winnets?
Oh,
is that what they're called?
But
the little bits of poo that men get stuck on their arse.
They're called winnets up here.
Oh,
in
right.
In the northeast, we call them winnets.
Yeah, I only found out about them.
Do you know why?
Seven years ago.
So it's little bits of. Sorry, guys, this is really more dirty than we ever go, but it's little bits of.
Is it the one?
Well, yeah, because it's really descriptive. I don't like having to describe stuff, but it's okay. Little bits of feces that get stuck in the bum hair of a gentleman or a lady if she's got bum hair. And they say, up here, we call them winnets. And do you know why we call them winnets?
No,
why? Because the bits of poo that winnet come out.
Is that why? Is that why?
The winner come off because they grabbed on. Bits of shit that winner come off.
Shut up.
Yeah, winner.
So winner is Geordie for won't.
Yeah, yeah. Bits of shit that winner come off.
I honestly thought they were globally called winners, so that's...
globally. Do you know when I was in Thailand and I said to the tourist guide, I said, would you call them winners? Sorry, madam. Pass the mic on the coach. I got the microphone on the coach and I said, where's everyone from? Do you all call them? Globally.
Hello, welcome
don't
to
do
France.
Don't do accents.
Do you
don't
have
Vinets? No.
Why not do accents? I love doing accents.
You're bad at them. You're really
all right,
bad
great.
At them.
Okay, well, anyway, let's chat on. Let's carry on.
Okay.
Some years ago, I went on holiday with my extended family and we all stayed in a beautiful, large house together.
Got you.
On the second day, in one of the shared bathrooms, I came across a flannel on the counter and half a dozen other flannels in the drawer, all stored in individual sealed sandwich bags.
Wow.
Two for each day we were staying, I realised after counting them.
Having a good holiday, are you? Why is everyone such a boring fucker?
I'm not being funny. If you went to a hotel or like a house that you were sharing and you saw loads of flannels, I'm going to stop myself now.
Why
I wouldn't count them
up?
All.
Anyway. I never ever thought I'd say this when I started doing the podcast, but it's a bit flannel heavy this week.
Maybe it's my granda trying to tell us that
Jesus
I need to
Christ.
Get a flannel for the new
God.
House.
No flannels will be happening in this house. Come on.
I assumed this had been done by the company that had rented us the house. Kind of like a super sanitary way of keeping the flannels clean.
Great.
But no, how wrong I was. A short while after I had used the one in the bag that was on the counter to wash my face.
Who? Right. This is no wonder there's a pandemic because people are just, why is everyone just finding a thing? A random thing, finding a flannel and going, I'll just rub this all over my face. What the fuck's wrong with everyone?
I'm a little bit embarrassed, right? I got the questions this week.
Uh-huh.
I didn't realise that I had two questions involving wiping your face with a manky fat flannel you just
have
found.
You done that? Yeah.
I don't know. I'm really sorry.
But, no, it's fine because it brings us to my point. Why do people just go, this thing, I'll just assume I'll just rub this with my face. Like you don't pick up a mask, like the masks that everyone's wearing at the minute. You don't just pick one up and go, mask. I'll just put that on my face because you know it could have been someone else. You don't know where it's been, but people just trust flannels blindly.
Well, to be fair though, if you're staying in a rented house and she's thinking that they're just there to wash
man.
Your face,
no.
Anyway,
so she's fucking found them randomly, being confused, but just used one like fucking Goldilocks.
Yeah,
just using everything
just
that she finds.
Checking out
that
all the flannels. A short while after I had used the one in the bag that was on the counter to wash my face, we all sat down together for breakfast. I remarked to everyone how nice it was that they were fresh, clean flannels to use. Cue some confused looks from the rest of the family and one family member who looked particularly sheepish.
Oh, God. Oh, Jesus.
Turns out my cousin has an extensive collection of arse flannels that he had brought with him. He's a daytime arse flannel. Yeah. He uses two a day and puts them back in the bags.
What's wrong with everyone? Oh, God. He's got them in a sandwich bag. He's counted how many days he's
how many deer's there? He's got two for each deer.
It's two horse, little sandwich bags.
Little sandwich bags.
Right, come on, mate.
So he uses two a day and puts them back in the bags after he's carried out his twice daily rectal cleaning ritual. So I had inadvertently washed my face with the first of the sphincter rags that he had used that very morning.
He'd already used it! So I thought, was he going to be down a flannel and have to like go and source another flannel or maybe turn one flannel?
No, she's used the used one.
So she's used
And do you know what's even worse? They're Marie's travel horse flannels.
They're the travel ones. They're not even the good ones.
No, they're not the...
Although they get used less. The travel ones do get used less, I suppose, if they're his travel horse flannels.
What do you mean? I'm saying he's been in transit with that horse flannel.
Oh, right, okay. He's travelling.
Chris, he should probably go to the doctor's. The other guy just got sweaty on a night, as we all do in bed. It's a bit hot. This guy needs some sort of operation.
Most people who write into this podcast need to go to the doctor's.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
He's having to clog his arse every day with a flannel because he's that...
It's twice
a day. I mean...
Why is he throwing them in little...
So when you pack a wound...
Yeah.
That's what this is.
So, basically...
Terrific.
Is it... Is it strange that I find it a little bit better... That he's got separate ones and he's put them in all the thing and stuff.
Honestly, I respect that.
What's wrong with bog roll? We've all gone for a courtesy wipe in our time. We've all gone for it. Everyone goes, you know, you have a bit of sweaty bum during the day.
This is more of a man thing.
Is it more of a man thing? We're blokes out there.
I don't have to do a courtesy wipe. I'm not saying this for all women. We're all different.
For instance, when we're moving in the house, I'm lugging a load of boxes with the
Did you have your courtesy wiped in our new house?
Didn't have to. Had wife fronts on. But
okay.
The point is, if you're wearing your baggy boxer shorts and you're sweating, you might have to think, oh, do you know, I've got a really sweaty bummy. I might go and have a little courtesy wipe just in case.
I've never had a sweaty arse crack.
Well, I don't get a sweaty arse crack. I get my curtains made specifically. Great, right? Well done. Congratulations.
I am not posh because I didn't get a sweaty arse. boob sweat. I get really sweaty under my boobs. Right there, good. You go. Maybe right. I need to.
No. You are one of us, Mrs. Ramsey.
Honestly. It's Ramsey to you, actually.
Ramsey.
Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of Shag, Married and Flannels, which is now part of the Acast Creator Network.
Yes, indeed. It was inadvertently and retrospectively sponsored by Flannels. Guys, thank you so much for listening. We hope you're all right out there. We hope you're hanging in. Not long now. Hopefully, we're going to be back to some kind of normality and we can see and cuddle people again and all kinds of lovely stuff.
Oh, shit, that's still happening.
That is still happening, yeah. Yeah, you're too busy getting curtains made and
get over
Googling flannels. As always, if you want to get in touch at shagmarinoid@gmail.com, we'll love you. We'll see you next week. Bye.
I just want to quickly say, if you've got black towels and black flannels and you've made it to here, that we're sorry.
I'm not sorry. Stop it. Get better towels. It's weird. Really weird.
I don't want to lose listeners.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I mean, you put a black flannel in a wash with your other colour stuff. It's game over.
All right, yeah. Well, okay. Game it's not over. Practical.
You've got grey clothing. Okay. Everything's grey.
All right. Love yous. Bye.
Bye.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns. Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned, We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.